Hello, my love. Welcome to The Vibe. My name is Ashlyn. I'm a multi-certified human potential activist, and this is the Mindflowers podcast. If you're searching for more self-knowledge, more abundance, more life, you just hit a lick, because the Mindflowers podcast is an archive of lessons in spiritual wellness, explorations into self, and interactive practices designed to lead you to your own truth. I'm here to inspire you out of your cycles and into your potential. From my heart chakra to yours, here are some Mindflowers. Hey boo, welcome back to The Vibe. I want to start off this episode by inviting you to think for a moment about how you came into this world. We all said yes to life, leaving our mother's womb with the help of contractions. Your mother had very intense contractions to bring you here. And yes, they were so intense, but the reward for moving through it was welcoming you into this world. Now, I want to get your wheels turning on this as we get into the nitty-gritty of today's episode, where we're going to learn all about the pain cycle. We experience this cycle when we go through contractions in our spiritual journey. And the reason why I think this episode is so important is because it can help us approach life's curveballs way more effectively. What if you reframed the pain you feel as a spiritual contraction, preparing you for more life ahead? What a beautiful mindset, right? After all, growth and pain feels the same. Spiritual contraction is the pain that comes from the hidden areas of our life, and it's usually a sign that something is amiss. Now, this pain can come from one or a combination of different sources, and that first source is meaning. We experience pain when we find ourselves struggling with the meaning behind life and the world around us. The second source is forgiveness. So this is pain that stems from refusing to forgive others, ourselves, and the divine. And finally, hope, or should I say a lack thereof. This is pain that's triggered by feelings of ultimate despair. Now, what are the signs and symptoms that tell us that we're in this cycle? One of the biggest ways to tell is if you find yourself constantly asking, why is this happening to me? If you're questioning your own belief system, or you've all of a sudden lost your spiritual or religious beliefs, that could be another sign. Also, if you're feeling isolation, or if you feel like you're alone or abandoned, that's a big tell that you're in this cycle. If we're not careful, pain can become an addiction. That's because our nervous system programs itself to become sensitive to what we label as negative experiences. Our brains go on high alert. Now, this is a natural biological response to our environment designed to improve our chances of survival. But it becomes a problem when we personally identify with these negative experiences. So in other words, pain is perpetuated by the stories we tell ourselves. Are you prolonging your own pain by sticking to stories that don't serve you? In what ways are you secretly addicted to these stories, to this pain? So let's take a closer look at all six parts of the pain cycle. Now, each one feeds into the next, and the more intense one part of the cycle is, the more intense all parts will be. The cycle starts with the catalyst. So this catalyst sends a signal that an issue is present. Then our walls go up. So in response to the catalyst, we try to protect ourselves from further pain. And yes, although putting up walls does minimize the pain, this practice eventually becomes detrimental because it also minimizes our potential to experience joy. So for example, if you close your heart off because you never want to experience another bad relationship again, yes, you've successfully shielded yourself from another bad relationship, but you also close yourself off to the good ones. The higher our walls go, the worse it is for the next phase of the cycle, which is numbness. When we live our lives being numb to everything, we miss out from all the beauty, magic, and love that life has to offer. This numbness to life can manifest itself as apathy, being tired all the time, confusion, and just overall general frustration. Living numb eventually leads to the next phase of the cycle, which is compensating. When we compensate, we go after things we think will make up for this pain. This can look like overindulgence or using cheap dopamine hits to feel temporary pleasure. But this borrowed happiness only deepens the real pain underneath. The next phase of the cycle is soul death. So, following long periods of numbness and compensation, we begin to develop spiritual apathy. Our spirits grow smaller. Our intuition grows quieter. And when I say soul death, what I'm referring to is a misalignment between mind and heart. When you can't hear what your heart is saying to you because your mind is distracted with incorrect stories and dopamine hits, your soul suffers. And because mind is disconnected from the heart, we reach the final stage of the pain cycle, which is psychological stress. And this also feeds back into the start of the cycle. Psychological stress is an unproductive response to our inner frustration, depression, helplessness, and so on. Ignoring the issue will never solve the issue. Science tells us that energy cannot be destroyed, only transferred. So ignoring the problem doesn't destroy it. It simply transfers it to a different set of circumstances. Until the lesson is learned, the tests will keep on being given. In order to break the pain cycle, we need to examine our coping techniques. There's passive coping, which is the band-aid, and then there's active coping, which is the solve and the solution. An active coping technique is any practice that engages and exposes the root cause of our suffering. Presence to the pain is the path to liberation. We are the medicine we bring. The best, most effective way to stop the pain cycle is to see it for what it is. Those are contractions, baby. And albeit they're extremely painful, these are necessary for moving forward. The remedy is actually very simple. Surrender. Surrender is giving up control without losing power. Just as a mother giving birth must surrender to the contractions, we must surrender to the process to give birth to our next level selves. What if your mother didn't want to go through the contractions? What if she's decided to just, you know, numb the pain, right? It doesn't work like that. What does it mean to surrender exactly? To surrender is to give yourself permission to be where you're at. That's all it means. It doesn't mean you have to like your current circumstances. It just means that you won't let those circumstances tell the story for you. Whenever I find myself in the middle of a pain cycle, these affirmations have been very helpful for me. The first one is, I give myself permission to not understand. I give myself permission to let the answers come to me in their own time. I give myself permission to not know the next step. Now, if you're somewhere in the pain cycle right now, I want to share this powerful journal prompt with you. If this situation was to last forever, what do I need to discover within myself to have some peace of mind? Now, I love this question because it allows you to acknowledge your experience without escaping yourself or numbing your identity with false stories. Another way to surrender is to play Marco Polo with your soul. So if you're not familiar with the game Marco Polo, I'll briefly describe it. It's a group game, and in this game, one person is chosen to be it. And at the start of the game, the person who's it closes their eyes, counts to 10, and shouts out Marco. And whenever they shout out Marco, everyone else in the game has to shout out Polo. The object of the game is for whoever's it, they have to catch the other players while keeping their eyes closed. So really, it's a game of hide and seek, but for your ears. And I love, love, love this analogy because when we're in the pain cycle, it feels like we're living life with our eyes closed, right? But if we remember to stay silent and listen, we can hear our soul calling and follow the breadcrumbs. When you call out to your soul, to God, the universe, you will always get a response. Always, 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 I promise you. When you do this, you will literally move closer to who you really are. So call out to your soul. If you're feeling isolated, confused, helpless, playing Marco Polo with your higher self will always lead you to the other side of pain, which is growth. Now, I want to end this episode with a beautiful quote by Holocaust survivor and psychotherapist Viktor Frankl. He says, "What is to give light must endure burning." In order for you to experience your own light, to shine your very brightest, you must be polished. When we polish something, we apply friction. Contractions means we're about to experience more life. So celebrate. You are still alive. Act like it. As always, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your time and your energy with me. I love you and I like you. And I'll see you in the next episode.
You could be anywhere, but you chose to be here. And for that, I'm forever grateful, because without you, this podcast has no juice. If you're loving this vibe, please spread the word. You can send an episode link to your friends, leave a 5-star review, or you can hit my text line to join the Bloom community. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can check out my online shop. You also have the option to leave a donation if you'd like. The links for that and the number to the text line will be down in the show notes. Again, thank you so much for sharing your energy with me today. I love you and I like you.